Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hi, we are back, and we are turning on our Thursday Night Tailgate spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
This is great stuff, Chris. Earlier this week, I was reading about something that the Vikings did, and I'm going to put the spotlight on most of the Vikings communities and in their front office and their marketing department this week because of what they did last week. They went out in the community, Chris, a bunch of the current players, some of the alumni players, the cheerleaders, even the mascot went out to a school in the St. Paul area, and two of the main players that went were the defensive end Everson Griffin and the running back Amir Abdullah. And these two guys, they had the whole charge to go into this school, Chris, and they partnered with the Toms, T-O-M-S, the shoe manufacturer, and they went into the school, and the players themselves, Chris, fit 400 students. The players themselves sitting in the gym fit these students with new shoes. And, it's pretty cool. And they also, all these kids, now these are underprivileged kids, Chris. These young people, they also received the free vision test. The Helen Keller International people were there also. And if they needed it, they got free glasses right on the spot. It's pretty amazing what they did for these young kids. And all of them, all 400, got t-shirts from the Minnesota Vikings Foundation. But again, I mentioned Abdullah and Griffin, the current players. But I mean, some of the alumni, Chris, you recognize. I mean, it was Matt Burke was there, Scott Studwell. But it's just, you know, Abdullah's, he almost broke down, Chris. If you go to the website, you can see some of this stuff. But he grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, and he a very poor upbringing. And he said he knows what it's like to have hand-me-downs, and he said it's my job, you know, to reach out to these kids and treat them like they're my own, and that's a class act right there. And what they did, this was last Tuesday, Chris, and one of the other players, it was Brian O'Neill, the tackle. He said anytime you can get to know kids and make them feel special, even for just a little bit, he says that's cool, and it's great that we're in a position to do that. So again, the entire Vikings caravan that went into that school, and it was this was the Life Prep School in St. Paul, Minnesota, benefited from the kindness of the Minnesota Vikings last week, Chris. So we got to give a shout out to them this week.
Yeah, that's a fantastic story. So good for the Vikings. And the Vikings, Bob, have come up in our spotlight on the positive several times. Adam Thielen a couple of weeks ago, and I think we've actually spotlighted him a couple of times. Kyle Rudolph. Is a guy we have spotlighted as well. So you got to really hand it to the Vikings for the impact that they are making in that Minneapolis community. So kudos to both of those guys. Yeah, fantastic stuff. Bob, this week I'm going to, you know, since we had Bill Madlock on the show and crossed over for baseball for a minute, so I'm going to cross over again to put my spotlight on Red Sox utility man Brock Holt. There's obviously both of us being Red Sox fans, Brock Holt's formerly with the Pirates. So we're tying it all in together, if you will. But this is a guy, Bob, doing great things in the Boston community, been doing it for years now. You go back to 2015, he was named the Red Sox Man of the Year for his charitable contributions. The following year in 16, he received the Tim Wakefield Community Service Award. He's currently the Red Sox nominee for the Roberto Clemente Award, and that's an award given annually to the player who best represents the game of baseball through extraordinary character, community involvement, and positive contributions both on and off the field. And what Brock does is he's very involved with the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, and that focuses on kids with cancer. He's been the Jimmy Fund captain since 2015, raising funds for cancer research. Last year before the holidays, he teamed with the folks from New Balance to provide kids, gifts to kids, you know, that are sitting in the Cancer Institute that weren't able to go home and be home for the holiday. So he went there and visited them, handed out presents. He calls and FaceTimes with the kids, Bob, that are going through treatment there. So before games, after games, staying in touch with how their treatment is going. Earlier this month, he wore his typical high socks, right? He's a high socks guy like Bill Madlock was. But this time he had the yellowish and the gold stripe on the socks, and that is the color of the American Childhood Cancer Organization. He and his teammates wore undershirts that night for the game, Brocking Out Cancer were the t-shirts. He and his wife, Lakin, they are so committed to the Jimmy Fund, and they're really becoming legendary there at that clinic. His passion for kids fighting cancer goes beyond, you know, what, you know, other athletes do. His Brock Stars ticket program, oh, by the way, brings tickets to Jimmy Fund patients to take the kids and the family to Tuesday home games every week that that the Sox are in town. So we really wanted to give a shout out to Brock Holt. What a great guy, Bob. And a guy that, you know, not just doing it with, and we've talked about this before, right? Not a guy just stroking a check to give money. He's really getting involved in these kids' lives. I mean, I love that piece about FaceTiming and texting with the kids before and after games. And you think about how special that must be to a kid who's dealing with a lot, going through cancer treatments and stuff like that. And you get a FaceTime from a Red Sox, right? You get a FaceTime from a Brock Holt to see how you're doing, how your treatment went that day. Kudos to him, Bob. It's it really is amazing stuff.
I'm glad you did the crossover, Chris, because, you know, there's a lot of baseball guys. We could talk about Mike Trout. A lot of them, you know, in spite of all that's bad with baseball, these guys are still doing some terrific stuff. And I'm also glad they brought up his wife, Lakin, because I watch every Nesson telecast, Chris, and she's always there. You know, she'll either come up to the booth or do a remote with Garen Austin on the field or whatever, and you could see the passion in her. I think a lot of people think that the wives of these ball players, sure, they're earning millions, and these wives don't have to work, Chris, but they're usually mothers. But Blaken takes the time to get out there, and she works very, very hard. I'm glad you mentioned her name, but yeah, Brock Holt. I mean, not a superstar, but has earned a lot of money in baseball for just being that type of player that we love, the lunch pail kind of guy, and he gives back off the field too. So, one of my favorite players for many reasons, but I'm glad you mentioned him. Brock Holt, one of my great, great, great role models as far as baseball is concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell you, he's one of my son's favorite players. And you would talk about a guy who's a utility guy and play anywhere, right, Bob? I mean, you can put Brock Holt anywhere. I think he's played at every position, maybe outside of catcher, because I think he's thrown an inning or two over the course of his career. But you talk about a lunch pail guy, and I know that those are always your favorite. You know, a guy gets his uniform dirty, plays hard. I mean, he's hitting over 300 this year, Bob. And you know, he's the definition, like our friend Kurt Bavacqua, but he's the definition of a utility player. And, you know, you talk about him being one of your favorites, and he's my son's just because of how hard he plays and that sort of thing. But he's near and dear to my heart for this stuff. And you talk about, just, I mean, I love.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're exactly right, Chris, about those kind of guys, my favorite players. And a lot of people probably haven't heard of guys like Jose Oquendo back in the day, but the guy that could help the team in so many ways and play eight positions. Those were my type of guys, and LeMahieu from New York is like that. It's just so refreshing in the game, the way the game's played now. But when these guys do what they do off the field, that makes it all the more special.
Yeah, it does. And like I say, kudos again to Brock Holt. All right, Bob, time for us to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate, sending out our thanks again to our guests tonight, Victor Green, Tony Collins, Phil Madlock, and Bo Bach. And as always, Bob, such a thrill to have you and be able to do this show with you. And had Ange jump in tonight, made that a little more fun as well in our five-star picks of the week. But can't thank you enough, my friend.
Oh, you too, Chris. A lot of laughs tonight. Those guys were all terrific tonight.
Yeah, they were. And I think if I think about this show, tonight's show, a lot of laughs. You're exactly right. Laughed a lot tonight. That makes it so much fun.
There you go.
Boy, yeah. Yeah, indeed. All right, we're going to do it all again next week, and we're going to do it with former Panthers defensive back Rod Smith. Looking forward to having him. It'll be his first time on the show. Former Chiefs and Rams wide receiver and TNT guest Hall of Famer, one of our favorites, Andy Kennison, will be back with us, as will Vanderbilt defensive coordinator Jason Tarver. And Jason's become a wonderful friend over the last several years and very important to us. So looking forward to having Jason as part of the show. And, of course, Tony Collins with our five-star picks of the week. Should be an outstanding night. Can't wait for it. I hope you guys all come back and be a part of it with us. Want to let you know, how can you stay up to date with what we're doing? Well, on social media, you can follow me on whether it's Twitter or Instagram at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazeri, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Please check us out on Facebook as well. We got a page there for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Please also check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to see what our guest schedule looks like, so you'll be able to plan around that. So some of your favorite players are going to be on the show. Hope you'll join us then, and hope you join us every week for that matter. Plus, we link back over to our page over on Podbean. And again, thanks to our friends over on Podbean, podbean.com. Go over there. You'll find Thursday Night Tailgate on there. You'll find our golf show, Next on the Tee. You can listen to us there. They're featuring Thursday Night Tailgate right there in their banner. If you go onto the Podbean app, you check it out. You'll see, you know, scrolling right through on the top banner, Thursday Night Tailgate. We really appreciate their support very much. You'll be able to go over there and you can stream or download any of our archive episodes, folks. You got it right there on podbean.com. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Okay, Chris, I look forward to that crew next week. And again, happy birthday to both your father and your lovely wife. Have a great week. We also want to send our thanks to our announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the terrific job he always does with our intro and ads. We also want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. On behalf of myself and Chris, thanks to everyone tonight for listening. We appreciate you the very most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.